بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی نبی الکریم. دسمبر 24th 2016. ان دا مارننگ آئی واز سٹنگ آؤٹ سائڈ آف مائی روم. اٹ واز ان اوپن پلیس. I was witnessing the golden morning. Everywhere there was nature, natural beauty. Rising sun, green tree, flying birds, oxygen with air and space and cloudy season. So everywhere there was natural beauty, natural beauty. This triggered my mind and I remembered that Quran has declared it in a very clear word that universe is a flawless universe. Haltab bin Fatur. Our universe is a flawless universe. Zero defect universe. Science has studied the nature and the universe in detail. Scientists have developed many techniques like microscope and other techniques to observe the nature. They, according to the report, or according to the scientific report, our universe is a very well-planned universe. Everywhere there is planning. Everywhere there is meaning, meaningful planning. The whole universe is a meaningful universe. Then I was reminded that philosophers and thinkers declared the other side of the universe, that is problem of evil. But problem of evil is in human society, not in the universe. So apparently it is a fact that in human society there are problems, there are suffering, there are troubles. So why this difference? Universe is a very meaningful universe. There is no evil at all. But in human society, there are evils, are problems, are troubles. Why this difference? There is a great wisdom behind this difference. The Creator has given mind to man, to man. Mind has great potential. Great, great potential. No other creature was given such mind. So why this mind? why mind was given this mind. Then I discovered that man was born for a very important purpose, to discover the signs of God in the universe and to discover the opportunities in the universe and avail it to develop a civilization. What is civilization? Civilization is another name of universe. When scientists discovered the meaning of the universe and they turned it into, they were able to turn it into a civilization. I think that universe was given to man as a raw material. Raw material. The whole universe is a raw material for man. But this raw material is not a ready-made material. This raw material is not a ready-made material. It is material in terms of potential. For example, motor car was there from the outset, but it was in terms of potential. Then man discovered the technology and he was able to convert raw material into motor car. So the whole universe is like a raw material for man, and it is required by man to discover this potential and convert it into a civilization. I think that civilization was the target of God Almighty. Civilization, what is civilization? Civilization is discovering the Ayatullah, discovering the Kalimatullah, discovering the Allahullah. When you discover signs of God in the universe, in the nature, and you turn it in technology, that results into civilization. So civilization is like there was a scholar. He published a book, Do Quran. It means true Quran. People were angry because they believed that Quran is one. Why Do Quran? He said, yes, Quran is one, but the whole universe is also a Quran in terms of raw material. So I think that this scholar was right. Quran gives us guidance, ideology, and the nature gives us technology. By utilizing our mind, we can turn this raw material into realization or barfat. So barfat is the net result of all these activities. Quran gives us ideology and universe gives us raw material. And by utilizing our mind, we can turn this raw material into technology. A technology is a demonstration of Ma'rifat. technology gives us knowledge about the wisdom of God, about the power of God, about the blessing of God. All these things we discover from the nature by the way of technology. Then I discovered that civilization has two phases. Civilization has two phases. In the first phase, it was converted into technology. In the first phase, nature was converted into technology. This was the first phase of civilization. Mostly Western people were engaged in this job. It was mostly Western nation who created modern civilization. They were able to convert the nature into technology. This is the first phase. Now, the problem is that secular people hijacked the civilization. Although civilization was for the whole humanity, not for atheist people. But secular people hijacked the civilization and they successfully availed it for their purpose. Now the turn is for religious people or spiritual people. So we have, it is not good to be angry but we have to accept it as a reality. They have completed the half of the work. They have discovered the natural laws. They have invented the technology. They have discovered the hidden secrets of creation. This was the first part. So they have did the first part. Now it is good. Now we have to avail it as an opportunity. We have to avail it in favor of spiritual civilization. Present civilization is potentially a spiritual civilization. Although present civilization has taken as material civilization, people generally has taken modern civilization as a material civilization. But in fact it is not. Civilization is, in real sense, a spiritual civilization. Now it is time for religious people or people of faith to avail it as an opportunity. It is not good to be negative against those people who have hijacked the civilization. But you have to take them as a supporter. They are supporter. They have created, they have discovered the signs of God hidden in nature. Now we have to avail it for spiritual civilization, for marifat. In modern civilization, it is in terms of potential. We have to turn it into actual. For example, modern scientific civilization has discovered those items that is a proof of existence of God. God is an unseen reality, but by applying the laws of nature, we can turn it into a fact that is, although it is not visible, but semi-visible. We can discover God Almighty by contemplating the laws of nature discovered by science. Then there is a technology and communication. We have to avail the communication for global dawa work. Dawa is a universal target, but in previous centuries it was not possible because there was no technology, no communication. Now by the help of modern communication, we can spread the message of God throughout the world. So we have to take the modern technology as a tool, and by applying this tool, we can spread the message of God throughout the world. Then there are other aspects of civilization. For example, freedom. Freedom is also a byproduct of civilization. So, at present, freedom is taken by religious community as a negative phenomenon, because freedom is for everyone. If religious people can enjoy freedom, also secular people or atheist people have right to enjoy the freedom. So, by utilizing freedom, they have published so many books, so many journals, they have published a whole library against the religious belief and also against the belief of God. But we have to accept it as their right. If I have right to express my views, others also have right to express their views. So don't be angry. Don't try to kill them. But you have to utilize your freedom and publish other books and publish other magazines and disseminate your ideas through modern tools. So don't try to test those people who are availing their freedom in favor of atheism, in favor of secularism. It is their right. Accept it as their right. And you have to utilize your right, your freedom, by producing counter literature. This is the right strategy. We have to accept the modern civilization as a phenomena of nature. Then we have to accept the freedom of expression as a blessing for all, not for religious people, but for all. So now, we have to take all these things as an opportunity. Even if someone publishes a book against religion, against God, there is also an opportunity. It means that this writer has created a news. This writer has created a news. You have to use this news as a part of reference. By utilizing this news as a point of reference, we can present our ideas. So why angry? Why anger? Why negative thinking? So now the turn is for those people who are said to be believers. First phase was completed by secular people. First phase of development was completed by secular people. Now the second phase is waiting for believers to complete the second phase of the development. In the first phase it was material civilization. In the second phase, inshallah, it will be a spiritual civilization. So this is the task before us. This is the task ahead. We have to complete this task. Instead of going into negative thinking, instead of anger, instead of trying to kill those people who are against our ideas, we have to utilize present civilization in favor of our spiritual civilization. A very important phenomenon of the present age, that present age has demonopolized everything. At present, we have same right that the secular people enjoy. So we have to avail our right, we have to complete our mission. This is my today's discovery. My discovery was that everything in the history is going on in a right way. History is managed by God Almighty, and history is going on the right path. It is the believers who have turned negative. So the blame goes to the believers, not to the secular people. Secular people were our supporter. Secular people were our supporter. They have done the first part of civilization. They developed material civilization. We have to develop spiritual civilization. We have to take the material civilization as a raw material. Raw material is there. We have to avail it for our mission. I think that this is the most important aspect of our mission. We have to discover present age as a potential, as an opportunity. Present age is not enemy of believers. Present age is not a negative age. It's not age of atheism. I don't believe that present age is age of atheism. No. Present age is age of opportunity. I don't believe that present age is age of atheism, age of secularism. No. Present age is age of opportunity. Every opportunity is open for all. So, don't be angry. Don't think in negative term, but take everything as an opportunity and avail it for, you know, in favor of Rabbani civilization. So I am very hopeful. I am a optimist. I am not a pessimist. I am an optimist person. I believe that no age is against the Rabbani people, Rabbani civilization. Every age is pro Rabbani civilization. It is not good for us to become negative. So this is my discovery of today. I am hopeful and I believe that the whole world is our world. All the developments are in our favor. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.